Good afternoon, folks. My name is Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio and on Free FM 89.0, coming out of Hamilton. And also, you can find the show on podcasts and things like that around Spotify and Apple Podcasts and things like that. Welcome to the show. And good, exciting show lined up for you. Later on in the show, we're going to be talking to Mia from Dreamview with a special treat coming out over this week for the Dreamview fans. Plus, we'll go through the regular things like some primary sector headlines, have a look at the weather, play various bunch of music and some gardening to do, things like that. So we'll come back soon with the some primary sector headlines. But firstly, I only heard this week that it was actually on the fabulous Friday Freak Zone show with Paul that David Crosby died a few weeks ago. So I'm going to start the show with one of his songs from, I think it's about 8 or 9 years ago, came out. It's called What's Broken. Here we go. David Crosby there with the song What's Broken. Of course, you might have picked up that guitar. It was, of course, Mark Knopfler out of Dire Straits playing the guitar for a minute on that one, and announced on some promising headlines here on the Over the Fence show. And hundreds of avocado growers from across the world have descended on Auckland's Aotea Centre for the 10th World Avocado Congress. Yeah, and the conference has been held in New Zealand for the first time, and it highlights the challenges and boons of the avocado industry worldwide. Coming over a turbulent a few years, speakers and attendees were eager to talk about what the future held. And industry leaders from 33 countries are meeting to discuss the latest in agricultural technology, business and nutrition. International Fresh Produce Association Chief Executive Kathy Burns said despite the challenges of the pandemic, things were looking up. She says it's an opportunity for people to get together and talk about solutions to these challenges and what makes this event so special. So yes, the sky's the limit, quite frankly, she said, for the avocado industry. So that'd be interesting to be a fly on the wall for that one. It has had a few ups and downs around, all right, the industry, but it's a good product, no question. And meat exports have taken a dive, with the amount of sheep meat being sent to the UK in February the lowest for the month in more than 35 years. New figures from the Meat Industry Association show overall exports dropped almost a fifth compared to last year. And sheep and meat exports to both the UK and EU were well below pre-pandemic historic levels for the time of year. So the UK volumes were down about 33%. And it was less than 35 years. And Associate Chief Executive Shirma Karapiva said the drop is due to deteriorating global economic conditions and demand from China not picking up as expected following the lifting of COVID lockdowns. And I guess that's just the international... it's kind of market at the moment, really, isn't it, that one? So, not much you can really do about it, I guess. And Fonterra drops its forecast milk payout to between $8 and $8.60. Yes, it's like the forecast for the carrier, $8.60 per kg of milk solids, of course. And the new midpoint is now $8.30, which is a drop of 20 cents from the previous range. So, still pretty good lurk, you'd have to say. Slightly lower than what other that were previous expected. And virtual fencing is a worry for the dairy cow, the farmer and the consumer, says Golden Bay dairy farmer Tim Rhodes. Virtually fencing farms are bad, as battery farm chickens and technology should be banned, Rhodes said to Country Life. The practice upsets the symbiotic relationship between farmers and their herds and also has a yuck factor, he said. And I think consumers are quite turned off by having cows turn into robots, robotified, he says. And that's his opinion. It's not really kind of how it is. That one's all really about the halter kind of things that cows wear, where it's basically an electric fence without actually having any fence. It's basically just it sort of beeps or whatever when they walk out of where they're supposed to be or something like that. So, I don't know, you man. Everyone's got an opinion on these sorts of things. And I think we'll leave it there for the headlines for now. And I'm going to play for you some Lead Belly now, some CC Rider.
See me coming, put your man a dough. See me coming, put your man a dough. Hey, I see the rider, to see what you done, Lord. See the rider, see what you done. See the rider, see what you done. Hey, 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 hey. Thank you. spirit so loud, spoken in it, and it yet so. Spoken in it, and it yet so. Hey, 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 hey. I tried to find a nickel I knew. I tried to find a nickel I know. I tried to find a nickel I know. Hey, 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 hey. If I was a catfish swimming in the deep blue sea, Lord, I was a catfish. I was a catfish, I'm in a deep blue sea. Hey, 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 hey. What you got on your mind? Look at your baby. What you got on your mind? Look at your baby. What you got on your mind? Hey, 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 hey. Trying to fool a man of mine, Lord. Trying to fool a man of mine. Trying to fool. I'm a fool of man of mine. Hey, 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 hey.
Folks, that's Lead Belly there. What a great voice he has playing his 12-string there with CC Ryder. And weather time now, and it's a northeasterly. The headline for the nation is a northwesterly airflow lies over the country today ahead of a few fronts to the southwest. Eastern regions warm as a result with temperatures reaching into early 20s, perhaps mid-20s if you're lucky. It was about 19 degrees or something right here in Whangaroa today, and beautiful, beautiful day out there today. And the Upper North Island, warm also, naturally due to being further north than elsewhere, but the winds are light, and there should be sun. There's plenty of that. What's happening down the west coast, down south? There's a front feeding into southwestland, bringing heavy rain today, and possible thunderstorms also. And that cold front is going to come. Yeah, the evening front's moving to the far south, bringing rain. It's going to get over the, slowly make its way over the Southern Divide into the eastern parts of the South Island overnight. 700 mils are expecting the snow to come down to in Southland, at least anyway. So there's a few of the headlines for the day. And Easter weekend's looking pretty good, really. Up around here, there might be some rain, maybe. Maybe over the weekend, not much. But the temperatures of the week are going to be pretty solidly between 20 and 22 degrees. And the nighttime temperature is going to be, it'll be 8 degrees tonight, and the rest of the week's going to be somewhere between 11 and 16 degrees. So coldest night of the next week is going to be tonight. It was pretty chilly last night. I suppose no clouds in that, I guess. Expecting to be cloudy today. Yeah, there's a few more clouds than there were earlier out there starting to appear. Going to be cloudy tomorrow. Sunny and cloudy Friday. Maybe some rain Saturday, Sunday. That's not going to be much, though. Somewhere between 7 and 9 mils they're expecting. Monday, yeah, going to be rainy, but again, it's only 6 mils. And then Tuesday and Wednesday, they're expecting kind of thunderstorms kicking in. That's going to be up around 9, 10 mils they're expecting there. And then that'll pass, and we'll be back to sunny spells with showers after that. And the winds today, westerly tomorrow, east nor-easterly, then south-easterly, south-easterly Saturday, then west-nor-westerly, then nor-nor-westerly, then nor-nor-westerly again, Monday, Tuesday, and then nor-westerly into next week. And the humidity today is about 56%. The sun rose this morning at 6:35 and will set at 6:07 this evening, which means the actual day length is 11 hours and 32 minutes. The length of visible light is 12 hours and 25 minutes. And tomorrow will be 2 minutes and 23 seconds shorter than it is today. And that moon was nearly full last night, but it's full moon now, 98% illuminated, and that will rise at 5:50 and set at 5:13 tomorrow morning. So there's a bit of a weather wrap, and there's something about this full moon that's supposed to be pretty rad. So there we are. There's some weather, and looks like our guest has just arrived, and I'm going to play for you now. David Kilgore, looks like I'm running out. Folks, that was David Kilgore there with Looks Like I'm Running Out. And yes, the surf there is the videos of him and his mates going for a surf down Dunedin Ways. And it's gardening to-do's time here on the Over the Fence Show. And if you're gardening by the moon, of course it's full moon now, isn't it? Beautiful. Looked at that moon and that last night. And today's date is, of course, the start of the month, aren't we, April? So today is a good time to make new plants out of strawberry runners for planting next month and from tomorrow through to next Wednesday. Sow carrots, beetroot and water regularly for even germination. And then plant garlic in a bed that's been well prepared. So there's some by the moon stuff you can do. What else can you plant in the Waikato this week? Well, these things. We'll see some of the things anyways. At least some apricot, beetroot, blueberries, bok choy, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, calendula, carrots, cauliflower, celery, coriander, cyclamen, daffodil, daisy, delphinium, dianthus, feijoas, forget-me-not, garlic, hyacinth, kale, leeks, lemons, lettuce, limes, mandarins, mesclun, onions, oranges, pansy, viola, parsley, peas, a poppy radish, rhubarb, a rocket, silver beet, snapdragon, spinach, sweet pea, and tulips. So there we go. There's plenty there to keep you busy, folks. And now here goes Alec Bathgate with a song called Glide. Of course, he was a co-conspirator with Chris Knox and Toy Love. And The Enemy, and also the Tall Dwarfs. And here's one of his own ones called Glide. Mm-hmm. folks. That was Alec Bathgate there. And now I'm going to play for you a song by Delinquent Habits called Return of the Trez. This one's for you, Lethe. Thanks for requesting it.
The fiesta's popping and all fingers pointed. R.E.I. Bottles got the whole crowd jointed. Chicken what eyes can't be sweating a while. I can hear them in word fly. Keep the gleam in your eye. Ha! Con mucho drum roll on time, let the horn blow. Gas to the pedal like metal at a court show. The rhyme rocker with a shish blow the block. I grab the mic and freak the rhythm till there's no more bala. Stormy palabra, pero booze and ha ha. That includes all who goes sissy la la. So do the cha cha, ruka call me papa. Word of paper action, hunt until my nana. Down for high hat crash and whiplash. City night, bright light and herb stash. ¿Qué onda, muchacho? Arriba las manos, caballo moreno, penetra tu barrio. Making you but rollas, pero rock back frente. That's again, esto pa' la gente. Like chanclazos, deep like fregadazos. Still got the coke and rum and flex the brazos. Then I hit you from a different angle. Lake sweep, cheap shot, birch, it's straight cop. Soy el twin, pistolero, guerrero, don't be afraid of that. A matter of fact, I got like 10,000 maniacs in the crowd on a very good night. But keep it hype for a fraction of that, to get the fatty like that. Tronica en el aire, todos quieren baile. Plus my sick Latin style, caile. Trouble as they come, I can feel the drum. Don't know the word, but you can hum.
Yeah, well, anyway, that was Return of the Trez by the Delinquent Habits, and thank you for that one, Leith. And now here goes Fun Loving Criminals with the Grave and the Constant. We'll be back very shortly with our guest for today, Maya, after the song.
cues from the dudes in D.C. with the wingtip shoes. My boss said it was Paris, a prison, and the judge says, son, you better make a decision. I chose the former cause I heard it was warmer. April in Paris, hell south of the border. They put me together, tougher than leather. They set me on your ass cause they didn't know better. Getting it on to the grave spot, getting it on, getting it on, getting it on. Getting it on to the grave spot, getting it on, getting it on, getting it on. Getting it on to the grave spot, getting it on, getting it on, getting it on. Getting it on to the grave spot, getting it on. The number one and hard ass punk flag offender. Now check the photo finish. I'm in this to satisfy parole. Not posing, not playing a role. See, I got my Goombas and Bobby De Niro. And if I was you, I'd act like Nixon and Spiro. So drink your rock and smoke your chill where it's shady. I got more than in a guy to defeat. Getting it on to the grave spot, getting it on. Getting it on and getting it on. Getting it on to the grave spot, getting it on. Getting it on and getting it on.
Say cheese!
Spot, getting it on, getting it on, and getting it on, getting it on to the great spot, getting it on, getting it on, and getting it on. And what you know, good with no place to go but down.
Folks, that was the Fun Loving Criminals there with The Grave and the Concert. And now we're going to be joined by today's guest, Mia. Afternoon, Mia.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Yes.
Good.
How's the day been with you?
Ah, pretty cruisy. Beautiful day.
Yes. Working away up in the creamery?
Dreamview
Creamery, that is.
Dreamview,
yeah.
I do the sales, social media, marketing, any other random and business stuff that needs doing.
All right.
All of the Instagram and stuff is me plugging away.
Well done.
Yeah.
And, you know, before we get into the Dreamview stuff, what were you doing before that? Yeah.
I've done a bit of farming, but I was down on the Whanganui River actually managing a horse trekking business, rescuing horses, retraining them for trekking, and taking people on high country station, sheep, cows, sheep and beef station. But got made redundant with COVID, so I moved back to Rags.
Right on.
Yeah, I used to live here years ago, so it's nice to be back.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you do last time you was here?
Raglan Surfing School, Wild Coast Ruapuki, Soul Shoes, heaps of stuff.
Right, okay.
Worked for a few of these, few Raglan businesses.
Yeah, okay then.
Yeah.
All right, and so you're back in town, and then you decided to hook up with the Dreamview crew.
I did.
Yeah. How long ago was that now?
Like, I've been there 6 months.
6 months already?
Yeah.
Jeez, time flies.
Yeah. Well, when you fit into the family, it goes fast.
Excellent, yes. Excellent. And, you know, you're just outlining before what you kind of do up there and things like that. And so what's your usual day look like, would you say, up there?
My usual day is turn up, have a cup of tea.
Yes.
Have a yarn.
Yes.
Say hello to my horse. Pat the dogs. bit of social media. We obviously like to try keep that up and going. And my mission at the moment is to try branch us out towards Auckland, Tauranga. Right. So I'm the one kind of pushing some new products, trying to get us into some businesses, office deliveries up in Auckland. So if anyone's got any mates that need good quality glass bottle milk in their offices up there and businesses. And we've got some new kind of catering size milk pails that are really awesome. So we're trying to push that for to make it easier for restaurants, cafes, businesses.
Are those dinky little bottles I've seen?
And those as well. Yeah,
oh, they're different things.
Well, it's the so the catering pails we've got are the kind of like 5 litre, 10 litre for restaurants that want to use milk but without the kind of the plastic.
So like a wine bladdery sort of thing or something?
More like an old school stainless steel catering, like milk pail.
Oh, gotcha.
Milk bucket.
I've seen those ones.
So we've got those that we're trying to make it easier for businesses around, obviously Hamilton, Auckland, Tauranga, to use bulk options but without, having heaps of plastic bottles.
Yeah.
So that's a new product we're pushing at the moment. And then, the little 250ml room size, which are super cute. They're for motels, hotels, Airbnbs, those sorts of things. So again, just making it easier for those sorts of businesses to use glass bottles and doing it for them, basically.
Man, it's going to save a lot of waste, because when you go to a motel or something, you get the little plasticky rip-off top things, and that's
like
one per cup of tea. And
they are the worst. The worst thing in the world.
So
trying to get rid of those.
Nice. Yeah, they're good. Saving the planet. One step at a time, Dreamview. Hey?
One little milk bottle at a time.
Yes, nice.
Yeah.
And I was up there this morning getting some milk for myself, and I saw a few special little bottles tucked away in the corner. Do you want to do the big reveal about what's happening up there today?
The big reveal?
Yes.
I think, and most people know the big reveal because it's been hounded and requested by everyone. But we are making chocolate milk this afternoon.
There you are, folks. Chocolate milk.
The old famous chocolate milk. So Raglan chocolate. Our little collab that we like to do. So limited edition just over Easter weekend, as usual. It is very limited edition. It flies very fast. But just before I came here, I put it live on the website, so you can order it now. Last delivery will be Monday or Tuesday, so just over the weekend.
You're going to get any into the Foursquare?
There'll be some in Foursquare and there'll be some in Swap.
All right.
But other than that, online. But you can just add it to your normal delivery.
Yeah.
Or Foursquare and Swap.
Or quickly race up the farm and grab it quick before it all goes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or queue up at the door. No, please don't do that.
Well, that's exciting. Yeah, no, I've tasted that milk. It's delicious.
It is, yeah.
Chocolate Mike's special little brew in there as well, yeah.
Special little brew, exactly.
Yeah. And I know you've had this for a while going, but I don't think anyone's talked about it on air. There's also Dreamview Yogurt now, in case anybody wasn't aware.
There is Dreamview Yogurt, yeah. It is. It's been like a weird kept secret until social media came along. But we do the natural yogurt, the natural probiotic yogurt. It is delicious. Yeah. It actually is quite amazing. And we just launched a new berry flavour as well. So we are keeping up. There are lots of things in the pipeline. Yeah, but the yogurt, not many people actually know about or still know about. But it is extremely good. That is available from Swap as well or online.
Yeah,
And so in the berry yogurt. Not Foursquare yet.
Not yet. Right.
Will be. Right. I'm sure it will be at some stage.
As time goes by, Okay, a bit of a thing there, obviously. We'll leave it there. Because I know it was a long, long time in the pipeline because Bron was, getting the brew just right. And then Jess had, an Everest-sized mountain of paper we had to get through to start doing yogurt stuff properly and things like that. So,
It is a bit of a process that we've now nailed. But it's all homemade up there, by Bronwyn and Jess. And so it is another special brew that is just absolutely come out amazingly. And we've also just potentially started working on a low-fat option as well.
Right.
I mean, our natural yogurt is really good for you anyway, but because we have the trim milk as well, so it would be a trim option for the yogurt for a slightly lighter, option as well.
I don't know much about making yogurt, do you?
No.
I was just thinking.
I was please don't ask me because.
I'm just kind of speculating, right? Of trim milk, because there's not much of a fat content, would it go yogurty, texture?
You just do mixture of the two.
Right,
so it's a little bit less.
Oh, so, okay,
it's
okay,
not full right, full right, trim, right. But it will be less fat content than the full fat.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how the milk sales all going all around the place, anyways?
All around the place. Yeah, it's good. So we still, we cover Raglan, Hamilton, Cambridge, and then over to Tauranga as well. Yeah. Obviously don't do home deliveries in Tauranga, but lots of businesses, cafes, that sort of stuff. Mm. Again, need more in Tauranga, always need more. So, yeah, Tauranga is the hit point and Auckland a hit point. But other than that, it's going good. There's lots of people. I guess it's pretty hard. Obviously, it's a slightly more expensive product, but it is totally worth it. Don't have the waste. But times are tough for everyone. So we did do a little price increase recently. So thanks for everyone's support on that. But yeah, it's good. That's good. We're getting there. The word needs to get out, and it's such a valuable product, and it's so easy. Mm. The whole point is to make it easy for people, easy for home deliveries, easy for businesses, and it's really fun working with these guys and being able to develop products specifically for businesses that need systems that are useful and helpful and easy, you know, so it makes us be able to reduce that waste, reduce those plastic bottles, but also make a system that's super easy for people to use.
Oh, for sure, yeah. And like you say, you've had to put the price up. You know, everything's gone up, right? So fair enough. But you know, if you think about it in the long run, if you're buying plastic bottles of milk and things like that all the time, right? The overall cost of that in the scheme of thing, like going up and get recycled or whatever, and the energy outlet, you know, it's still, you know, you're way better off if you're looking at the, you know, from product sort of beginning to end.
Yeah.
You know, as a cyclic thing, right?
Yeah. It's a circular system.
Circular
economy. Yeah.
Speaking of which, you had a thing up there last week.
We did. Yes. It? Yeah. Yeah. We had a team. Oh, it was awesome. Yeah. We had a team come up from like circular economy talk. So they spoke to us, Mike from Magnum Chocolate, and the brewery as well, because our three businesses sort of work together, giving each other waste products and stuff to use in different areas of each other's businesses. So, I think there'll be a report or an article on that fairly shortly. So we'll share that with everyone. Some cool stuff. There's a few people from Ag Research that we're going to try work with to get some different ways that we can get some more sustainable systems on the farm side of it, as well as the creamery side. So not just that we put our milk in glass bottles, but as much as we try to do as much as possible on the farm as well to reduce that, that sustainable system. So, not fertilizing the effluent pond, everything being used heaps, or the water being used a lot of times before it goes to waste, and recycling our soft plastics and everything that we have to do for the farm side, but trying to think of systems and trying to use systems that fit into that economy and that way of doing things. That came out that we're going to start working potentially with people that visited that want to be involved and do some trials and that sort of stuff. So we're all about the development of everything. So it's cool to meet up with like-minded people to work towards something better, both on the creamery side and the farm side, because it is the big picture, really.
Yeah. And you've got Raglan Gelato also up there as well, these lads, aren't you, up Greenview?
We do, yes. Yeah. We've got a little food hub going on. We did a little bit of the opening a couple of weeks ago. So we've got Raglan Gelato, Raglan Chocolate and us. And there's been a few people that have approached being like, can we put a cabin up? we're creating a little community up there of fun foodies that we can use each other's products and work together and hang out.
Cool.
Hang out and talk sustainable food. It's great.
Marvellous. Yeah. All right. So there is capacity if anyone else is thinking that same thing. Yeah, can I move up there too?
Well, David David might kill me for that, but yeah. Everybody, come along.
Yeah. I was at the open day thing, maybe that was, I don't know, 3 weeks ago or something like that. A lot of people went through there. How many was there? A couple hundred, something like that?
Yes, we did the open farms. I actually reckon we had probably 300 plus through the gate.
Oh, really? Okay.
Kids, families, adults, so that was the Sunday open farm. So that's a national event. Lots of farms do it across the country. But, lots of people come down from Auckland just to come and hang out. And we had some cows in the shed and did some spiels and some fun stuff, some kids quizzes and yeah, some side by side rides and all that sort of stuff. So it was great. But yeah, it must have been about 300 plus people through the door coming to learn about the creamery, which was awesome.
And it was genuine interest there too, I feel like, you know, and you know, how it actually all works and, you know, where's the milk come from, and that, especially for the kids and things like that and all that. Yeah, so, yeah, there was a lot of people there and they all looked, enthused. So, yeah, it was a great day, yeah.
Yeah, people, I think, yeah, and it makes a huge difference, people being able to see it for themselves and see that literally the happy, healthy cows go from paddock to into the yards, and then milk literally goes not even 100 metres before it's put into a bottle to their door. So, yeah, it's really awesome for people to be able to see it firsthand, see a cow up close, and it makes them, yeah, makes them think and enjoy that bottle of milk even more when it's on their doorstep.
Sure.
And we're all about that, you know. We love encouraging people to come up to the farm and see for themselves, and it's all about the education and the next generation, because what we do and our mistakes can teach the next generation to do it better. So sure. And to continue it. So yeah, it's great. We love doing farm tours and so educational days. People are welcome to get in touch, and we can bring people up there and show them what we do.
Yeah, I know you have a few school tours and things like that going up there through there. Just get in touch with Dreamview if you want any of these things. I was going to talk about that's kind of all I had really written down. Is there anything else you want to kind of add? I know you're talking about going up to Auckland in the future. I mean, that'll be up to you, I guess, right? Go up there and case out a few joints and things.
Yeah, I got to go knock on some restaurant doors. No, but yeah, no, we are definitely looking at starting to deliver up there. So if anybody knows of businesses that are interested to sort of start bringing those practices into their businesses and restaurants and cafes, if you've got any mates that are into it, then push them our way, or get in touch with me and I can hit them up and let them know, because that is the goal. Right. There's not too much up there for Auckland businesses, so we need to help them out.
For sure, yes. Yeah. Yeah. What other exciting things are coming up in the future?
Well, that's a good question. Now we're going to continue. We've got some still delicious yogurt flavours on the horizon, so keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
At the moment, we've got the boysenberry, but we're going to try to do some more seasonal options and things like that. So, there's definitely things in the pipeline, but we don't want to reveal too much, okay?
Okay.
So keep an eye out and, well, let us know if you've got any suggestions or ideas, what you want to see on the Dreamview shelves.
Great idea, yes. Yeah. Let Dreamview know. Yeah. And best way to get a hold of Dreamview to do these marvellous things is what?
You can definitely go through our website, our new flash website. That's super fun.
You do that?
I do that sometimes.
All right, yes.
I do all the photography and stuff, so it is, yeah.
All right.
But yeah, get in touch through the website or me as mia@dreamview.co.nz.
Mm-hmm. Simple as that.
Simple as that.
Yeah, and orders and that, same sort of thing?
Yeah, orders are, most of our orders now go directly through our new website. So that's been, we've fortunately but unfortunately grown a bit too big for the old text for your milk /message. So that new website is, and it's super easy to use. You just order online like you would anything else and it gets dropped off at your door.
She said, that'll save Jess a lot of work, no doubt.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean, fortunately, but unfortunately. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We all love to text Jess, but she's a great chat. But it has grown a little bit too far for the old everybody messaging. So the new online system is super easy. So just, create an account, order online, and it's at your door. Easy.
I'm sure if you did want to chat to Jess, you could still text her anyway and she'd be happy to do so.
Or come up and see her. She'll hate me for saying that.
Cool, all right. That's kind of it. Thanks very much for coming on, Mia. I appreciate that.
No worries. Thanks, Greg.
And, good luck with it all.
Thank you.
And we'll keep in touch as everything progresses. And you have a song request too here. Tell me about the song.
I've been listening to these guys quite a lot recently. They've got some very cool videos all them playing different instruments. I'm a bit of a muso. I come from a muso family, so
right.
The video is pretty cool.
All right, FKJ and Tom Mish, Losing My Way. Here we are. Thanks very much again, Mia. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Cheers.
losing my way through this darkness. She was heartless in every way. I'm losing my way. I'm losing my way.
As FKJ and Tom Misch there with Losing My Way. Now it's time for a live version of a Weezer Plant Hash Pipe.
Behind. I tear up my business if I can get a check. Down on set, I'm undercover.
All right, folks, there we are. That was Weezer with Hash Pipe, and that's it for the show today. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. And back in next week, and thanks again to Maya from Dream Beauty coming in, or Mia, sorry, from Dream Beauty coming in. Have a lovely week, everybody. Go get there.